Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting seventh. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Danny Ainge. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to third. Bonnell moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Witt moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spilner fires over to first and Hargrove drops the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Witt scores. Griffin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball towards right. Pruitt catches it and throws to second to double up Griffin. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Hara steals second. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards third. Hera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 1 in the game. Ainge hits a fly ball into center field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pruitt who is chasing the ball. Griffin reaches third base with a triple. Witt goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clancy, and towards Garcia, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Blue Jays. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove is hit by the pitch. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Wayne Garland now pitching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonnell for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Velez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 2 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Charbonneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hara moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hara scores. Charbonneau moves to second. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 2 in the game. Ainge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charbonneau takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Blue Jays. Joey McLaughlin now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cannon pinch runs for John Mayberry. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Velez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ainge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hargrove hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Blue Jays. Jerry Garvin now pitching. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Ron Hasse. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 8, Blue Jays, 8. Tom Buskey now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Gary Alexander. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bo Diaz now catching. Sid Monge now pitching. Jerry Dibzinski now playing third base. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Rick Bossetti pinch runs for Ernie Witt. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Griffin bunts towards third. Dibzinski fields it and throws to first for the out. Bossetti moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonnell is walked intentionally. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Davis now catching. Rick Bossetti now playing center field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Velez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.